Are you thinking about what to give your family, friends, coworkers, or even yourself for the holidays? You can purchase a gift that could be life-changing for under $20. You can purchase my new book on Amazon entitled, Do You Feel Like a Fraud? A Certified Life Coach's Guide to Help You Recognize and Overcome Imposter Syndrome. I'll be providing you guys with encouragement and tips on how you can confront and overcome the self-doubts and inner critic that's inside your head and holding you back from accepting your well-deserved successes. Again, the book is available for purchase on Amazon.com. And remember, investing in yourself leads to success.
You're listening to Success Coaching with Felicia, signing off with your host, Felicia Johnson, on the CWR Network.
Some of the most admired and successful people in the world have gotten where they are using emotional intelligence. And one of the key elements in emotional intelligence is being self-aware. And today we have a special guest, Trish Cody, who's going to share how being self-aware can lead to a leader's success. Stay tuned for Success Coaching with Felicia, signing off. Welcome to the show. So in the beginning, we talked about emotional intelligence. And you might be wondering, what is that? Well, emotional intelligence is the ability to monitor your feelings and the feelings of others to guide your thinking and behavior. And it's one of the key things that successful leaders have. Emotional intelligence is composed of five parts, and that includes self-awareness, self-regulation, motivation, empathy, and social skills. And today I am so excited to have our special guest, Trish Cody, who's going to be talking about self-awareness in leaders. Now, self-awareness basically means you understand your personal strengths and weaknesses. But I wanted to dive a little deeper into self-awareness and leadership, and that's why I invited our guest, Trish. So let me tell you a little bit about Trish Cody. With over 20 years of experience as a strategic consultant for global leadership and development initiatives with some of the world's top Fortune 500 companies, Trish Cody has coached and consulted with senior level teams in planning, designing, launching, and measuring the return of major initiatives. As a certified personal coach and energy leadership master practitioner, Trish works with business owners, senior leaders, and their teams to uncover their real desires for their organization and to align those desires with their values to co-create a strategy for execution, accountability, and increased self-awareness. The leaders Trish partners with are truly working their own best plan for success in achieving their desired growth and gracefully weathering the changes that success brings. And so next, I want you to join me in my conversation with Trish Cody in learning more about self-awareness in leaders.
Trish, thank you so much for joining me today on Success Coaching with Felicia, signing off. How are you doing?
I am doing wonderfully, thank you, and it is absolutely my pleasure. I'm so thrilled to be a guest on your show. I love all of the work that you do, and especially your new book that you just put out on the dangers of imposter syndrome was wonderful. So I'm thrilled to be invited to be on your show. Thank you.
Awesome. Thank you for reading it and your endorsement. It was great. You know, I was checking you out and all your wonderful things you have going on, and I thought you would be a great person to help our audience learn more about self-awareness and in leaders. So, you know, I know what was intriguing to me right off the bat was your title. What is a core integrity leader? Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Yeah, absolutely. Okay, so Core Integrity Leader is the name of both my company and also the program that I engage with leaders. And Core Integrity Leader is really all about building your core strength in those areas that you have complete control over. So your mental, your emotional, physical, and spiritual selves, right? Those parts that create the foundation of who you are. And that's important because there is so much that is outside of our control. And I know you talk about this kind of stuff a lot, you know, the weather, the environment, the economy, what other people do and what they say and how they react to you, right? We don't have any control over all of that. But what we do have control over is how we respond to all of that. And so in order to be able to respond consistently in a manner that promotes positive outcomes, we have to have that core inner strength in those four areas. And we don't think about it a lot because it's really easy to be positive and generous when everything's going well. But when disappointments or setbacks happen, if you don't have that good, strong, the opportunities there that can move you into something more positive, then you can really go downhill fast and start to just kind of snowball into the negativity. So to build that core inner strength, we kind of start with self-awareness, which I know is what you wanted to talk about today. So self-awareness is, you know, knowing your own inner strengths and weaknesses, understanding your default reactions, being aware of the impact that your behaviors have on others. So being really transparent with yourself and doing the work to build that character, and that's what kind of creates that solid foundation in each one of those four areas.
Oh, yes, that is wonderful. That makes a lot of sense. I like that core integrity. So, yes, emotional intelligence, like we were talking a little bit about that earlier with the audience, that's like the number one thing about emotional intelligence. So I would love to hear your perspective on why is self-awareness so important for leaders, not just us as individuals, but as a leader or organization, a ministry, or anything that you're leading. Why is that self-awareness so important?
Right. Well, I mean, I think it's important to kind of have an idea of what a leader is, right? So a lot of people don't think about themselves as leaders, but we're all leaders, even if we're only leading ourselves, right? So, and so, and leaders set the tone. So even if you're only leading yourself, you're still setting the tone for your own experience in the world. So whether that's in the workplace or at home. So when you think about maybe past bosses that you've interacted with, you can probably think of some that you really enjoyed working with, you supported, and you wanted to see them win. And then you can probably think of some others, not so much. And for those that you didn't really, you know, I mean, we all have that, right?
No names.
But you find when you are encountered with these people, I mean, I don't know about you, but I don't feel all that inclined to kind of go out of my way, you know, stay late, put in extra effort on a project. You know, those kind of people just don't inspire that. And when you stop and think about it, it's really interesting because it has absolutely nothing to do with how well educated they are or how great they are at delegating or whether or not they can think strategically. It's got nothing to do with whatever kind of credentials, accolades, or skill sets that they have, but it has everything to do with how they treat you and how they interact with you. That's what impacts your engagement at work for you personally, but then also, you know, for the entire team. And this can be really, really destructive for organizations. There was a Korn Ferry research study that was done in 2013, and they kind of looked at the impact that low self-awareness among executives has on an organization. And their research found that CEOs who lack self-awareness are 600% more likely to derail than those who have a good sense of self-awareness. Yeah. 600%, and they translated that into potentially a $50 million cost per executive to the organization. So the impact of lack of self-awareness is huge for organizations. It's absolutely huge, and that's part of the reason why it's important. And it's huge for just the executives themselves too, right? Because if you're struggling with lack of self-awareness, then you tend to be less fulfilled, less happy. You're going to come across that way. You can struggle to maintain, you know, results and momentum, sometimes just because of your own lack of direction, but you're alienating people. And so if you see those people out there, maybe at networking events or, you know, salespeople who have a tendency to kind of churn through clients and contacts, that has a lot to do with their level of self-awareness.
Oh, totally. I know I was reading an article that was giving some examples of highly successful, emotionally intelligent leaders, and
yes.
examples like Ursula Burns and Jeff Bezos, Oprah Winfrey, they have like a celebrity, Matt Damon, that they are so keen into their emotional intelligence. And of course, they are successful, you know, business people, entrepreneurs, mm-hmm. actors that people really, you know, respect. And so just listening to that quote that you gave about, you know, derailment over 600%, and that there was a study that emotionally intelligent leaders, on average, an emotionally intelligent person makes more than like $30,000 more than a person that has low emotional intelligence. So there's so much evidence out there about the importance of self-awareness. So my question for you is, what's making developing self-awareness so difficult? Why do people hesitate in doing it? It sounds like a great benefit. What's holding people up?
Right. Well, and that's a really great question because, you know, there are a couple of different things, but first and foremost, and it's just one of those things that makes you want to giggle. The biggest challenge is that most people in need of developing a better sense of self-awareness are completely unaware that they need to develop self-awareness.
Whoa.
Right. So it's kind of this circle thing. Yeah.
Yeah, the blind spot.
The blind spot, right? And your blind spot is yourself, right? And how you're coming off. Yeah. So, I mean, if you probably know, I know people like this, you know people like this, you know, the blissfully unaware. It's those people who, when some disaster or some failure happens, immediately they start blaming somebody else or they blame the circumstances, and they don't check in and look at how they may have contributed to the outcome. So those people, and we won't name names, but those people that you know that do that, that's one of those people that lacks self-awareness and just is completely unaware that they need a better sense of that. And I think for leaders, the higher up the ranks you go, studies have shown that the higher up the leader goes, it's more likely they will have a low self-awareness, mainly for two reasons, because they are increasingly surrounded by fewer people who are willing to tell them the truth. So, you know, that's risky for employees, right? To say, hey, boss, you know, because nobody wants to do that. Yeah. Another one is that leaders tend to, especially if they've been very successful, they misinterpret the impact of the behaviors. So to give you an example, like a salesperson, if they've been very forceful and directive and that's resulted in a lot of sales and then they've gotten promoted, they may erroneously believe that they've been successful because of those behaviors rather than in spite of them. And so then they kind of double down on those behaviors.
That's a great example. That gives me a vivid picture. Yeah, because I'm just going to keep doing more of the same that got me to the position that I'm in now.
Right.
Promoted. So
yeah,
that's a great example. So if someone, you know, in our life comes along and then, you know, speaks out, you know, somebody probably like us and say, hey, you know, maybe there are some ways that we can improve that. And you know, we do that all the time with coaches, as coaches. So what can people do to begin developing their self-awareness?
Right. So I'll talk about what an individual can do for themselves. I would not recommend going to somebody and saying, hey, I think you could work on some self-awareness, and here's some ways you can do it. Unless that person is, you know, a dear friend of yours who, and you know how that message is going to land. But if you're interested in kind of looking at how you can increase self-awareness and being a part of emotional intelligence, of course, you'll strengthen that muscle as well through this. One of the things that you can do is just kind of start off really taking an honest inventory of what's important to you, right? And there are no right or wrong answers there, as you well know. But the purpose of that is to really get to know yourself and your own motivations better, because that will help you understand where your reactions come from. And then along the lines of reactions, you want to start noticing how you react in various situations. So, and journaling that would be really great, because then you can start to see how the patterns emerge when situations are similar. I tend to behave this way or react this way. So asking yourself some questions around, like, what assumptions am I making about this person or this situation? Or what assumptions am I making about myself and my own abilities? How are those assumptions influencing how I choose to behave? And then, of course, you know, the big question, is that likely to get me the results that I'm actually looking for, right? So those are things that you can do to look internally. But then you also have to look externally, and you have to take a look at the impact you're having on others. So noticing how people respond to you in various situations, maybe even try on different behaviors or responses and see, you know, see what happens, see what you get. The really effective way, but it's the one that almost everybody shies away from, nobody wants to do it, is to actually ask other people how you come across. So that can be scary, you know, so a couple of cautions there. Don't just ask anybody, right? Ask somebody who knows you well, who wants to see you succeed, but isn't like that yes person in your life, right? You know they'll tell you the truth. And then when they share that gift with you, take that all in and think about what, if anything, you want to do with that information, but just listen. Don't interrupt. Don't try and justify anything they're saying. Well, but you know, I do that because, right? Just zip the lips and keep it all silent. And then, you know, sincerely thank them for the gift that they just gave you, and then think about what you want to do with the information that you just received. But that's the really hard one. I mean, going out and asking somebody, hey.
Well, you know, that is a great suggestion. And that does remind me of the piece that I wrote about in my book about how you can get feedback from others. And a simple technique that you can use is the Johari window. It basically gives you attitudes that you circle and decide, you know, this is how I see myself. But then giving those to other people that are, you know, close to you, you know, it might be a supervisor, it might be a friend, try to get different perspectives, and then coming back and viewing that information. Great way to do that, inexpensive. I actually have a download. If you go to my website, you can get that where you can have the form and share that with others. And
yeah,
so
it's
I'll
a great process.
Have the, yeah, so that's just like one, you know, resource. So give us some other resources that you know of, Trish, that you would recommend for helping people to understand and develop their self-awareness. I'd love to hear what you have.
Yeah, well, mainly I think there are a couple of really great books out there that folks can check out. I have read both of these books that I'm going to recommend, and it's interesting when you read through them how you see yourself in certain situations or certain examples. So if you're really interested in finding out where your level of self-awareness is and how you might want to develop that, not only strengthen self-awareness, but, you know, just your emotional intelligence in general, there's a really wonderful book by Dr. Henry Cloud. It's called Integrity. And in that, he talks about the importance of core character when it comes to achieving success in life or in leadership. And he's got, you know, seven key areas that he outlines perfectly. And if you read it, you'll read through it and you'll go, oh, yeah, I probably need to work on that one. but then he gives you some ways that you can. So that's a really great book. And then the other one, probably one of my favorites, is a book by Dr. Tasha Yurick, and it's called Insight. And so in that book, she talks about self-awareness and leadership specifically and how prevalent the lack of it is and the damage that it can do to individuals and organizations. But then she also offers, she has an entire process, and she puts it all out there for free in her book about steps that you can take to increase your self-awareness. And actually on her website, she it's really cool. She has on her website a little quiz that you and one other person that's, you know, in your trusted circle can take, and then you receive a report that tells you a little bit about your own level of self-awareness and where you might want to begin. So those are a couple of really great resources for leaders out there. I would say that quiz, if you at all think, you wonder, gee, am I having a negative impact on my team? Do I have a lack of awareness? I would, you know, start with the quiz and just kind of see where you land.
Oh, well, when you immediately said Dr. Henry Cloud, it's just interesting because I actually just finished his book, Necessary Endings. I hadn't read Integrity.
Oh, that one's on my shelf yet to read, yeah.
Yeah, so I just finished reading that one this week. So, yes, that's definitely a good book about, you know, sometimes we have to have endings in our life. So I know he's a great author. And then the new one that you just shared, I hadn't heard about that one, so I will definitely have to check that out. Because, like I said, you know, I always love finding out about new information and, you know, improving. Big proponent of self-development and being self-aware. So, I have thoroughly enjoyed this conversation we had with you, and I just want to take this opportunity now for you to share what do you have going on in your business? Is anything coming up? What should our audience know about you?
Oh, wow. Thank you. Yeah, I do. Right now, I'm very focused kind of locally here in Omaha. So I have some events coming up that are going to be offered through our Westo Chamber of Commerce here. We're going to be doing a Core Integrity Leaders series that is going to be once a quarter offered through the chamber. It's a live event. Hopefully, at some point, maybe we will turn that into something online so more people can take advantage of it. But we've got that going on. And then we're also in process of starting to develop just some short little guides that we can put on the website for people to download and kind of give them a little bit of direction. Hey, if you're working on this specific aspect of, self-awareness, like for example, maybe I find that I tend to justify a lot. I tend to make excuses a lot. Okay, here's a little exercise or a worksheet that you can go through that can give you some tips and some advice on how you can start noticing that more and some different options to how you can show up in those types of situations. So those are the couple of main things that's going on right now with Core Integrity Leader.
Awesome. Well, what about your newsletter? I know I get those on Mondays. It's great information. How can someone sign up to be a subscriber on your newsletter?
They can go to www.coreintegrityleader.com, and there is a link at the top of the website that says Get the Newsletter. And you just click on it, put in your information, and you'll be on the list. Yeah.
Awesome. That's great. And so, you
Yeah.
guys, Trish, thank you so much for coming on the show and giving us all your wisdom. And keep doing what you're doing.
Oh, thank you so much, and you too. I really am so happy to have been asked by you to come on your program because I admire you and I love the work that you do. So it was such a kudos for me to get asked by you.
Awesome. Thank you so much.
I truly appreciate Trish taking the time out to come on the show and sharing her knowledge about self-awareness in leaders. I'll be sure to put a link to her website and the two books that she referenced. You can also find the Johari window that I talked about on my website at fsocareercoach.com. Simply click at the top for other free resources and become a member, and you'll have direct access to that worksheet. So that brings us to Let the Music Play. The song that I chose today is Kirk Franklin's Declaration, This Is It. In it, he talks about how he used to think one way, but now he has changed his mind and then he realizes, hey, I don't have to live this way. I don't have to think these thoughts. So he is now self-aware. And so, again, today's song, Kirk Franklin, Declaration, This Is It.
Let's go. I look back now. I look at how they tried to break me.
Tried to break me.
Save my life, my peace of mind, and drive me crazy.
Ladies!
My self-esteem, my dreams, my destiny. So God allowed,
God allowed it.
Cause he knew he had big plans for me.
Hallelujah!
It's your grace.
Oh.
I know today is how I'm made it.
Thank you, Jesus.
When I thought that it was over.
Lord, have mercy. You ready for
it? You'll be near me, God.
God's people, it's time to. Let's get it, let's get it.
This is it.
This is it.
You can't mess with my mind anymore.
This is it.
Hallelujah.
I'm smart as see, I've been here before.
This is
you
it.
Know me. It's a new day, I'm not afraid anymore.
This is a new
this
day.
Is it.
Yes, I believe. If you believe, no.
Hey. Did you know that 2018 will be here in a few weeks? And are you beginning to think about those New Year's resolutions and what you hope to accomplish in 2018? But you're not quite sure where to start or how to really set a goal that will stick throughout the whole year. And guess what? My vision board coaching workshop that's going to be on January 6th, that's a Saturday from 2 to 5, is the workshop for you. You know, vision boards are an inspirational collage that visually display your aspirations. But in this workshop, we will also explore your values and create your own take-home vision board. We'll discuss how to come about your goals, why they'll be important to you, and the whole workshop will include a workbook. So it'll be more than just a board, but hopefully you'll leave with some deeper knowledge and action items that you can take to meet your goals for 2018. The workshop is only $40 and it includes a workbook, all the materials you'll need, refreshments, and camaraderie with the other attendees. Again, that's going to be Saturday, January 6th from 2 to 5, and it's going to be in Little Rock, Arkansas. You can reserve your seat today by visiting my website, FFSOcareercoach.com. Let's get this 2018 started off right. I look forward to seeing you soon.
Why is Connor having trouble focusing in school?
Having trouble finding Connor's middle school? Would you like directions?
No, why is Connor having trouble focusing in school?
Finding lowest airfare to Istanbul.
No, I'm tired of fighting with him over homework.
Home, walk, restaurant. Need a review?
No, I need help. He's very smart, but his mind wanders. He's disorganized.
I think I understand.
Oh, good.
Finding best potatoes for French fries.
No!
Russet, fingerling, Yukon gold.
Why don't you understand me?
Sorry, I was trying to show how Connor feels every day. Frustrating, isn't it? Redirecting to understood.org.
For the 1 in 5 kids with learning and attention issues, this is what life can feel like. Explore understood.org, a free online resource about learning and attention issues, designed to help your child thrive in school and in life. Understood.org, because understanding is everything.
Brought to you by understood.org and the Ad Council.
Welcome back to Success Coaching with Felicia Signing Off with your host, Felicia Johnson, on the CWR Network.
As we come down to the final word of the show, I wanted to share an additional resource with you. In my company, Sevenfold Professional Improvement Coaching, I do offer emotional intelligence assessments. They're simply a test that you would take when you answer a couple questions, but it'll give you insightful information about your emotional intelligence in those key areas that we talked about today, including your self-awareness. So simply reach out to me at me@FeliciaSigningOff.com, and you can also visit my website at FSOcareercoach.com. As I talked about my upcoming vision workshop, I came across this quote that I thought was a great collaboration of that workshop and us talking about self-awareness today. And it's by CJ Jung. And it says, "Your vision will become clear only when you can look into your own heart. Who looks outside? Dreams. Who looks inside? Awakes." And so thank you for listening to Success Coaching with Felicia, signing off. Until next time.